It is wonderful that we can celebrate our 39th anniversary together.
这是非常的高兴，今天能够一起在这边庆贺教会39周年的纪念。
But as we think about our 39th anniversary, it means it started somewhere.
当我们想到39个年头的时候，这39个年头是从什么时候开始的？
Of course, it started 39 years ago.
当然，从时间上来说是39年前。
And it also pointed to the fact that it was 39 years ago that the Lord moved some brothers and sisters to start this church.
39年前，我们的主，我们的神，在有一些弟兄姐妹的心中动工，让他们开始了我们的教会。
So as we celebrate the 39th anniversary, we need to remember those brothers and sisters who labor in the Lord.
所以当我们一起来回想这过去的39年的时候，也让我们回想到过去39年当中许多弟兄姐妹在主面前的摆上。
But more so, the Lord who motivated them to start this church.
更重要的是，他们神怎么样在他们的心中的动工，让他们开始了今天这个教会。
I don't know how they decided were in agreement to start this church.
我不晓得他们当时是不是有一个同样的一个同意的看见来开始这个教会。
But I thank the Lord for their same mind and same thought.
但是我感谢神，因为神的确给了他们同样一个心智。
Without that, this church will not be here.
同样一个心智和同样一个想象，所以让今天我们的教会能够有39年的历史。
Before we look into the text of this morning, I'd like to tell you a little story.
当我们开始今天的讲到今天的这个经文之前，先要跟大家讲一个故事。
And I'd like to look at cartoons, and this is one written by Charles Schulz.
有一个卡通，你在报纸上都会看得到，这是叫 Charles Schulz 写的卡通。
Many of you remember those cartoons.As the peanuts cartoon,
就是所谓的花生卡通。
And in this particular cartoon, it was Lucy talking to Linus.
如果你记得的话，这里面有两个人物，有好几个人物，其中有一个叫 Lucy， 另外一个叫 Linus.
And Lucy looked at Linus and she said, "Linus, can you change the TV channel?"
Lucy 很凶啊，她对 Linus 说，你跟我把那个电视的频道改一改。
And Linus looked up from and then said to Lucy, "What make you think that I will change the channel?"
那 Linus 又回了，也很凶啊。他说，凭什么我要为你来改这个电会换这个频道
？Lucy raised up her hand and she said, "These 5 fingers."
Lucy 说，我有5个指头。
Individually, they are nothing, but when I curl them together like this.It is a terrible weapon.
一个一个可能算不了什么，但是把它卷起来成为一个拳头的时候，它就蛮有力量。
Linus looked at her and said, "Okay, what channel do you want?"
So Linus 看看 Lucy， 他说，哦 ，OK， 你要我去转到哪一个频道
？And after Linus changed the channel, he walked away.
So Linus 把那个频道改了之后，他就走开了。
And he raised up his hand and he looked at his fingers.
他打开他的手，看着他的5个手指头。
Why can't you guys organize like that?
为什么我这个5个指头不能像 Lucy 的那5个指头那样握成一个拳头
？Well, this short cartoon portrayed 2 simple messages.
所以这一个简简单单的一个卡通，带来我们2个信息。
From Lucy's hand, it portrayed unity is power.
从 Lucy 的那个手。可以告诉我们，合一就是力量。
From Linus' hand, it portrays it is not easy to be united.
从 Linus 的手可以看出来，要合一并不是一个容易做到的事情。
Chinese people are often described as a tray of sand.
中国人常常被形容成为一盘散沙。
The most notable person who said this.Was none other than Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
说中国人是一盘散沙的这个人，就是我们的国父孙中山先生。
He was so disappointed to see that Chinese people were so scattered and so infighting.
他 他那个时候为的中国人总是不断的在彼此之间的争斗而感到极度的失望。
Why can't the Chinese people united? Be united.
为什么中国人不能联合在一起？
I recently read another article describing if a Chinese were to compete against a Japanese.
我最近又读到一篇文章说，假如一个中国人和一个日本人来彼此竞争的话
，The Chinese will win。
大概上来说，中国人应该会赢，赢的机会比较大。
But if 100 Chinese compete against 100 Japanese，
假如100个中国人跟100个日本人来竞争的话
，The Chinese will most likely lose。
那中国人大致上会输。
Well, I don't know if you agree with this particular characterization about Chinese.
我不知道你对这一个对中国人的形容，你赞同不赞同
？What if we change the word Chinese into Christians?
假如我们把中国人这个名词改成基督徒呢
？Are Christians also a tray of sand?
我们基督徒是不是也是一盘散沙呢？
The psalm we read this morning, Psalm 133, tells us the importance, the beauty of unity.
今天我们所读的诗篇133篇告诉我们合一的美善。
NIV Bible reads, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
那么在我们的 NIV 的这一个圣经里面是说弟兄姐妹合一相助是何等的美，何等的善。
And I read up a number of different translations.
那另外有一个英文的翻译。
The newer version called the New Living Translation, it says how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony.
那这个新生活的这一个翻译，这英文的翻译是跟中文的翻译比较靠近，它翻译可以直接成为说是。和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
So this morning, as we think about unity, let's also keep in mind harmony with one another.
所以，当我们想到合一的时候，我们应该继续更加的想到，更深的一步想到是和睦的同居。
How good, how beautiful, how wonderful, how pleasant it is.
很多好，非常的美，非常的善。
And the psalmist continue to make two analogies.
那么，这个诗人也继续的做了两个比较。
The first analogy is a picture of Aaron being anointed.
那么，他第一个所描述的这一个画面是，这个油浇在亚伦的头上。
It says it is like precious oil poured down on the head.Running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is probably very difficult for us to understand and appreciate this particular picture.
或许你我在今天的文化跟社会当中不太能够想象。这个是什么样一个画面？
But let me draw an analogy.
那我用一个比方。
Later today, this morning, we are going to have the installation of Minister Larry Lin.
Larry Lin. 等一会儿，我们今天要为新的这个青少年部的同工叫林传道为他案例。
And if Larry came up, when Larry comes up.And then Sandy or Windsor, being in charge of the installation service, started taking a bottle of oil and poured upon his shoulder. As he said,
这个画面就是说，当林弟兄夫妇林传道到台上来的时候 ，Sandy 牧师和 Windsor 长老就会拿了一瓶油浇在他们的头上。
I don't know how he would feel.
我不知道他会有什么样的感想。
We probably will be glad to see such a scene.
我们也许会想要看一看是不是这样子。
So Sandy and Windsor, would you consider doing that later?
So Sandy and Windsor, take note.
But perhaps, you know, this kind of picture gives us like a particular TV scene.
或许你换一个想法，你在我们的电视上我们可以看得见的一个画面。
In New England, we are the Patriots country.
我们是New England Patriots 的这个足球队或者美式足球队的这个的家乡。
I think many of us who like to watch football were disappointed that the Patriots lost in last year's Super Bowl.
去年很不幸的 ，Patriots 没有得到世界冠军。
But let's say the Patriots make it to the playoff and then to the Super Bowl this year.
假如说今年 Patriots 赢了。
And we were watching the Super Bowl match and they finally beat their opponents.
我们在电视上很紧张地看这个比赛，然后发现到后来，看到后来他赢了，得了冠军。
And you might see a big, you know, can of Gatorade being poured on the coach's head.
你知道这是美国足球界或者是运动界的一个传统，就是会拿了一大桶子的饮料倒在这个教练的头上。
Or otherwise, they would bring up a bottle of champagne, open up and pour on the coach or the MVP's head.
或者是他们打开一瓶香槟，把那个香槟倒在教练或者是他们最了不起的球员的头上。
As uncomfortable as it is for the person being poured upon,
被浇的人当然是恐怕很不舒服，因为冷得很啊。
It is a picture in America indicating celebration.
但是是在美国人来说，这是一个代表着庆贺、代表一个高兴的时候。
It is a beautiful picture to behold.
是一个很可爱的一个画面。
During Old Testament time, it was when the high priest was anointed, when oil poured upon his head. It is a beautiful picture to behold.
所以在旧约的时代，当一个人被 anoint 被这个浇灌的时候是用油倒下来，是一个很美的画面。
I hope we can slightly appreciate this picture a little bit more.
或许从这里我们可以稍微更加的能够明白了解这个诗人所要描述的画面。
The second picture is in verse 3. It says it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion.
第二个画面就是在第三节说，好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
Mount Zion is a small hill just outside of the city of Jerusalem.
锡安山只是在耶路撒冷城门外的一个小山。
Mount Hermon, on the other hand, is the tallest mountain in the land of Israel.
但是黑门山是在以色列最高的一个山。
Being further in the north and being higher, Mount Hermon received a lot more dew than Zion.
因为它是比较靠北，而且又比较高，所以山上经常有露水。
So people who live around Mount Zion, live around Jerusalem, long to have a lot of dew like Mount Hermon.
所以住在耶路撒冷、住在锡安山的人就很渴慕、很渴望的能够有像这个黑门山上那样子的甘露。
Because dew brings moisture.
因为露水带来了带来湿气。
And moisture brings life for plants as well as for animals.
有水有潮湿就能够让植物带来生命。
So the abundance of dew is the indications of the abundance of life and blessing.
所以很充分的露水带来了有充分的生命。
And this is a picture to describe what unity is like.
这是代表着一个描述着一个什么叫合一的画面。
I thought about today if David were among us.
我想到假如说大卫在我们中间的话。
What kind of analogy would he use?
他会用什么样的一个比方？
And I thought he probably would look at Massachusetts foliage.
或许他会想到我们的麻色出塞州是一个满山秋色的地方。
And this is a time when we look out, we see the leaves change color. It is what unity may be described as.
或许你看到那满山秋色、彩色的缤纷，可以来代表一个合一。
Last few days, Pastor Chang, whose office is right next to me, teased me.
前几天，张牧师他的办公室就在我的旁边，他来跟我开玩笑的说。
His office has a big window looking out to the kind of the hill behind our church.
他的办公室的那个窗子正好看见我们教会后面的那个坡。
And on that little parking lot next to the carriage house, there are also two beautiful trees.
就在办公室后面的那个停车场的旁边的上面有两棵非常美丽的树。
If you never paid attention, maybe you can go out and take a look. Those two trees are very beautiful to look at during this time.
假如你从来没有留意过，等一下我欢迎你去看一下。
So Pastor Chang came to my office and said, King Fai, would you like to come?
所以张牧师就到我的办公室来说，来来来，景辉，你到我再来看一看。
And I look out the window, I saw those beautiful foliage.
所以我从他的窗子外面看见那美丽的树。
And then for the rest of the day, Pastor Chang kept his door closed so I can see even through it.
然后他就把他门关起来，我以后就看不见了。
Yesterday there were some people who went out for foliage, so I asked one particular brother to take a few pictures of foliage.
昨天我们教会好几个团契到外面去赏枫叶，我就问了一位弟兄，请他给我几张照片。
And we're going to show a couple of pictures of foliage so you can appreciate even.Indoor.
所以你坐在我们的大堂，你也可以看见这些照片。
It's a red color among green color, very beautiful.
非常美丽的树叶。
And if we go out, if we see a whole mountain like this, it's even more gorgeous.
假如你看见满山都是这样子的彩色缤纷，那就更加的美丽。
I hope next time when you see foliage, you will remember about unity as a picture.
或许下一次你看到这满山的枫叶的时候。让你思想到那合一的美丽。
Well, let's look further in the psalm.
那我们继续的再更深的来看这一个诗篇的这一段记载。
At the very end, it says, "For there the Lord bestows His blessing, even life evermore."
在第三节的后半段说，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
There means Mount Zion.
那里是指锡安山。
And Mount Zion represents the people of God.
锡安山是代表神的子民。
So as the dew falls upon Mount Zion, it is there that the Lord also bestows His blessing.
当这个甘露降在黑门山的时候，就好像在锡安山上有耶和华所命定的福。
Even life.Evermore.
那就是永远的生命。
We say unity is beautiful, but why is that important?
合一是美的，为什么合一是如此的重要呢？
Here the psalmist tells us that it is important because it is how the Lord bestows His blessing.
这里告诉我们合一是重要的，因为这里是指出来合一是有耶和华所命定的福。
And the final phrase, it says, even life forevermore.
这个福甚至于更加进一步的解释是永远的生命。
I think the psalmist is pointing to even further.
我深信这一个诗人所讲的是更进一步的。
Perhaps we can understand it as we read the New Testament.
或许我们在读新约的时候，我们就能够更加的明白。
When Jesus was about to be crucified,
当耶稣快要被被钉十字架的时候
，He called his disciples together.
在耶稣被捉拿的前，他把他的门徒们呼召来。
He had supper with them.
他与他们一同进晚餐。
And then he prayed for them.
然后他为他们祷告。
Being the very final prayer in his earthly life, what did Jesus pray for them?
当耶稣在这世上最后的一个祷告的时候，他祷告了什么样的内容？
He said, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. John 17:22.
在十七章，约翰福音十七章二十二节说，你所赐给了我的荣耀，我已赐给他们， 使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
So Jesus prayed for unity among his disciples.
所以耶稣为他的门徒的合一来祷告。
He further draws the analogy that as Father, you and I are one.
他要求门徒的合一，就好像父与子、天父与圣子的合一一样。
Some people raise questions about why Christianity worship a triune God.
有的人在问为什么基督教所拜的是一个三位合一的真神。
There are perhaps many reasons.
可能有许许多多的解释。
But one reason, it portrays how three people, three God, can be united, that unity in the Godhead.
或许有不同的角度来解释，但是其中有一个很重要的，就是虽然是三位，一个三个位格，但是他们在里面是完完全全合一的。
Jesus said, "As you and I are one, I pray that they also are one."
好像你我的合一一样，我祷告，我恳求，让我的门徒们也同样的能够合一。
One of the attributes of our God is unity.And as God's followers, we need to be united as God also is united.
我们的上帝的一个特质就是他们三位在里面是合而为一的。那我们做他指明的人，我们彼此之间也要合而为一。
And perhaps as we are united, we receive God's blessing. The psalmist said, even life forevermore. As God is eternal, we also may become eternal.
所以当我们合一的时候，就如同诗人所说的，会得到那永远的生命。
Jesus said, when you love one another, when you are united, they can see that you are my disciples.
耶稣说，当你们合而为一的时候，世人就看得出来你们是我的门徒了。
So unity is a sign of God's people, and it's a mark that we follow after God's image.
所以合一是代表我们是上帝的门徒，是代表我们是他的子民。
This psalm, there's a title for this psalm.
这一篇诗有一个小字的注解。
The title says a song of ascents of David.
这上面说是大卫上行之诗。
Bible passages, if you look at your translation, have a title for each section.
你看许多的译本，它在不同的段落的时候，有的时候会有一些小小的字的注解。
This caption or this description usually are added by modern scholars.
常常这些注解或者是题目来开始这一段之前。是后来的圣经学者所加进去的。
But it is not this way for the Psalms.
但是诗篇133篇里面这边所写的是诗人原来就写好的。
So the caption is actually part of God's revelation, is part of the holy text.
所以这一个大卫上行之诗的这个注脚是原来圣经里面就有的文字。
We are not clear what of David mean.
我们可能不是完全知道大卫当年写这几个字的原意是什么。
Most scholars believe that it is a psalm written by David, this particular psalm.
我们的大部分的学者都肯定这一个诗篇是大卫所写的。
If this is the case, we will appreciate this psalm even more.
假如真的是这样的话，当然我们就更加能够了解或者是能够揣摩这一个诗的意义。
David was a shepherd boy.
大卫是一个牧羊童。
He became well known after he killed Goliath, the giant from Philistines.
大卫因为他打死了非利士人最伟大的勇士叫歌利亚，所以就成了名。
And King Saul invited David.To serve in the palace.
所以扫罗王就把大卫请到宫里面来服侍他。
Things were going very well for a while.
开始的时候什么都不错。
But later King Saul became envious of David's popularity.
因为大卫深得民心，所以扫罗王就开始嫉妒。
And King Saul sought to kill David.
大卫王啊、对不起，扫罗王甚至于想要杀死大卫。
David with his followers left the palace and went into exile.
那大卫和他的随从就成为了一个流亡者。
Later on, King Saul was killed by the Philistines.
那么扫罗王后来被非利士人所杀死。
David returned to Jerusalem.
大卫回到耶路撒冷。
And after a few years, the whole land of Israel crowned David as king.
几年之后，整个的以色列全地就加冕给大卫，让他成为以色列的王。
The country is finally unified.
到那个时候，这个整个的国家已经统一了。
You can imagine when earlier a king was at war with his general.
你可以想象到，在开始的时候，一个国王就是扫罗王和他的一个将军就是大卫彼此之间不和。
Not only it affects King Saul, but it also affects David and the people.
那他不但是影响了扫罗的心态，也影响了大卫和当时的民众。
Finally, the country is united.
但是最后，这个国家终于统一了。
It was perhaps at this moment that King David wrote this psalm.
所以可能我们的解释是，可能是这个时候大卫王写了这首诗。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
弟兄姐妹，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
Other Bible scholars have another suggestion.
其他的圣经学者有一些不同的建议。
Perhaps it wasn't when David was crowned king that he wrote the psalm.
或许并不是在初期的时候，大卫刚刚做王的时候，他写的这一个诗。
It was at a later stage of his life.
或许是在他后来的生命的时候。
We know that after David became king.
我们知道，当大卫变成了王以后。
He became complacent, and his household war against each other.
那个时候，他安于现状，或者是堕入一些不伦理的事情，那他家里面就产生了变乱。
One of David's sons, Amnon, raped his sister.
他的一个儿子叫暗论，就强暴了他自己的一个妹妹，或者是也是大卫的女儿。
And later, King David's other son, Absalom, killed Amnon.
那大卫的另外一个儿子叫亚撒龙的，就把前面这个儿子暗嫩杀死了。
So the whole family was in chaos.
整个的家里面起了极大的变乱。
It didn't stop there.
但是并不是到此为止。
His son Absalom also wanted to become king, and he tried to kill David.
他的儿子亚撒龙为了要自己做王，就反叛了自己的父亲，要追杀他的父亲。
And King David exiled a second time because of Absalom.
因着这个缘故，大卫王就第二次逃亡。
It may be perhaps during this time that David wrote this psalm.
或许另外一个说法就是在他逃亡的这个时候，他写了这一段的诗歌。
He looked back at those days and he reminisced about the peace and unity that they had.
他回想到当时在过去的时候，国家合一的时候所有的和平。
How good and pleasant it is for brothers when brothers live together.In unity or in harmony.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
What kind of state are we as a church?
我们成为一个教会，我们的光景在什么地方？
Do you see us more like when David became king?
你觉得我们是像大卫在做王的那个时候呢？
the whole country, the whole church is unified.
那整个的国家，都是在一个统一的和好的局面呢。
We praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for giving us unity.
我们要为这些事来感谢我们的上帝。
Or do you perceive our church as chaotic?
或许你觉得我们教会是不是是在一个混乱的状况下呢？
You long for the days when this church will be united, like Psalm 133.
你极度的渴望这个教会能够回到像诗篇一百三十三篇所描述的呢？
One way or the other.
不管是哪一种。
I pray that as we celebrate our 39th anniversary, we strive for the unity and strive for the blessings through unity.
不管是哪一种，但是我在神面前的祷告是恳求神能够帮助这个教会是一个合一，是一个和睦同居的好教会。
The last point I would like to make about this psalm is the question, how can we attain unity?
最后一点我要跟大家分享的是一个走向合一的路途。
It is not clear from this psalm, and as if we already looked through the whole passage.
怎么样走这个合一的路途？从这个诗篇的这一段记载，好像不是那样的清楚。
But there is a literary device, a word play in this psalm that we don't see from the NIV nor the Chinese translation.
但是有一些字眼在我们的中文或者是 NIV 的这个英文版里面，不容易看见或看不见的。
For those of you who carries NASB, the New American Standard Bible, you can see that.
如果你有新美国化的那个翻译的话，你可能可以看得出来。
Let me read verse 2 and 3 from the NASB version.
假如我从NASB 里面来读这个第二节跟第三节的话。
And as I read, I want you to pay attention, see if you can catch one particular word or phrase that appear many times.
或许那边你能够看到几个字在不断的在这里重复。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.
是好像一个贵重的油流在头上，然后下到他的胡须，甚至于他的衣襟。
Coming down upon the edge of his robes.
甚至于到的这个他衣襟的角落。
Verse 3.
第三节。
It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion.
好像这一个露水从黑门山上降下到了锡安山。
For there the Lord commanded the blessing life forever.
那个地方神命定了这永远的生命。
I don't know if you notice, especially on the English, what phrase appeared many times.
你有没有注意到刚才在读英文的或者是中文的翻译当中的当中有几个字是重复了好几次的？
Can you call out together? Coming down.
降下来，掉下来，流下来。
NASB preserved the same Hebrew word. It is one word in the Hebrew, and translated all three places using the same English phrase.
从原来的希伯来文里面，在三个不同的地方所用的都是同样的这个降下或流下。
So it is very clear the original writer, assuming it is David, used this word to characterize this psalm.
所以当时大卫很肯定的是用了这个字来代表所降下的，从神来的。
And if I use an English word to stand for this phrase, I would use the word descend.
下来就是下行的意思。
Descend, descend, descend.
好像是从上降下来，从天降下来，从神降下来，下来，下来。
The precious oil descend.
这贵重的油。降下
the dew descend.
这甘露降下
and perhaps by implication, God's blessing descends.
神的福分是从神那里降下的
and the three time mention of the word descend,
三个地方讲到降下的时候
is to bring a contrast to the title of the psalm.
这三处都跟这个诗的这个题目成为一个对比。
The title of the psalm is a psalm, a song of ascents.
这一个诗篇这一篇的题目是大卫上行之诗，是往上的。
This same title is used in 15 psalms.
同样的上行之诗这个题目在十五个不同的诗篇都用了这个字眼。
As a group, it describes people, God's people, going up to Jerusalem to worship.
所实际上的描述是，神的子民上行到耶路撒冷去敬拜上帝。
This group of psalms appear in Psalm 120 to 134.
这一群这个诗篇是从诗篇的120篇到135篇。34篇。
And this is Psalm 133 is towards the end of this group of Psalm Song of Ascents.
所以上行之诗到这边的时候已经到了倒数的第二篇。
Perhaps it is here that the psalmist highlights that as we ascend to God together, God's blessing descend.
或许我们可以这样解释，到这个时候，到了最后的高潮的时候，当我们上行望着神去敬拜他的时候，神的福分，神就降到我们身上。
How can we receive or have unity?
我们怎么样能够达到合一呢？
It is by going to God together.
是当我们众人一同的到神面前来的时候。
When the prophet Isaiah met God in the temple,
当以赛亚在圣殿里见到神的时候，
He said, Holy, Holy, Holy.
他说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
He turned around and looked at himself.
他转过来看他自己。
He said, I am a man of unclean lips, living among people with unclean lips.
我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人中。
When Peter saw Jesus perform the miracle to bring many fish to him,
当彼得看见耶稣，行了这个神迹，把许多的鱼让他能够抓得到的时候，
He recognized that Jesus is no mere person, people, but rather is the Son of God. He quickly kneeled down and worshipped him.
所以当彼得发现他能够体会得到耶稣不是一个普通的人，而是神的儿子的时候，他就跪下来敬拜他。
At the same time, Peter said, "Depart from me, a sinner."
他说，你离开我去吧，因为我是一个罪人。
It is when we see God's greatness and we sinners that we can become united.
是当我们看见我们自己的不义，我们自己的罪的时候，我们能够在神的面前达到合一。
A.W. Tozer, a very well-known pastor,
一个很有名的牧师叫做 A.W. Tozer.
He said, has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same tuning fork are automatically tuned to one another?
你有没有留意到可能是上百的钢琴，当你调那个音的时候，你用的那个就是那一根的叫做定音的 fork， 就用了那一根，但是就经过那一根，一百个琴的音通通都定准了。
It is by all of us individually perhaps tuned to God that all of us will be in tune with one another.
虽然我们是个人的，但是我们如果每一个人都能够调音调成跟神一样，能够向着神的话，我们在神里面就有了合一。
Henry Ford once said,
Henry Ford 有一次这样说，福特，
Coming together is a beginning.
能够来到一起是一个开始。
Staying together is progress.
能够留在一起你有进步。
And working together is success.
能够一起的工作才是成功。
We come together to worship God.
我们一起来到这里来敬拜我们的上帝。
And to celebrate our 39th anniversary.
来庆贺我们的39周年纪念。
But let us not just come together.
让我们并不是就是来到一起而已。
Let us learn to stay together.
让我们能够学习怎么样留在一起。
In spite of differences.
虽然我们很多地方是不一样的。
And most of all, let us work together.
更重要的是我让我们一起在这边来服侍主。
To bring God's blessings upon us and to bring glory to Him.
让我们把神的福气能够降到我们身上，也我们同时的能够把神的荣耀都归给他。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this occasion that we can come before you.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你能够给我们这样的机会，一起到你的面前来。
We come together as the body of Christ.
我们一起到你的面前来，因为我们都是你身体的一部分。
We pray that we will stay together as the body of Christ.
我们恳求你让我们成为主里面的身体的一部分，所以我们能够留在一起。
Most of all, we pray we will work together as the body of Christ.
更加的，我们恳求你，让我们能够彼此能够成为同工。
To you be all the glory and honor.
让所有的一切荣耀都归给你自己。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请起立。Please arise.